The Southern California Fish Institute presents the George Jessel Show.
Minutes in Hollywood, starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge, and bringing you, through the courtesy of Al G. Barnes' Sells Photo Shows, the world-famous wild animal trainer, Miss Mabel Stark, together with Frank Phillips, famous lion tamer, and Arthur Windecker, and for the first time on the air, the almost human chimpanzee, Joe, with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Stark. Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Norma, darling, I feel just like a kid today.
Well, you don't look it, but I'm glad to see you happy for a change.
Well, I really am. And aren't you two, dear? We're going to the circus, and it's the first time for me since I was a little boy.
Did they have circuses then?
I should say they did. And by the way, didn't you ever appear with a circus when you were a little girl?
No, I didn't.
Seems to me I remember seeing an ad in an old newspaper someplace. Barnum and Bailey, greatest show on earth with Zip, what is it? General Tom Thumb and the Flying Talmadges. I'll swear I saw that somewhere.
Well, I had an uncle that was a great trapeze artist. That's more than you can say.
Is that so? My uncle was Zip. How do you like that?
I just can't wait to see little Josephine's light face light up when she goes in that big tent.
Oh, Mr. Jessel, Miss Talmadge.
Well, little Miss Star, you all ready for the circus, honey?
Oh, yes, I am. Did you bring the peanuts?
No, Josephine, I forgot them, but I'll get you some as soon as we get to the circus, and then I'll give them to you.
Oh, thank you. And here's the cigar for you.
Oh, well, thank you, child. That's just the kind I smoke.
I thought you'd like it. I found it on your desk.
Uh-huh.
What am I going to see first? Come on and tell me, come on and tell me, come on and tell me.
Well, child, there's 100 interesting things at the circus. Now, for instance, when you first come in, you say, where you see it right away, you know? And afterwards, there's other things you try. Tell her about it, dear, will you?
Well, Josephine, there are the animals and the clowns and the gypsies and the freaks and the wild man of Borneo.
Oh, a wild man? And are there wild women, too?
No, not with the circus there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, I know we're going to have a good time.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
I think we'd have had even a better time if I'd worn my raincoat.
Why, the sun is shining. Why should you have worn your raincoat, silly?
Because I left the tickets for the circus in my raincoat, honey. Hurry, hurry, hurry!
That view, the stop and pan, and see, there's Salome.
Woo-hoo! Watch her do that booty dance.
Pop the acrobat tumbling down, leave that great big funny clown.
And look out for that big grizzly bear.
He's a fight, he's a fight.
Oh, circus day just comes around once a year. Oh, my honeys, ain't you glad we're here?
All the sergeants we'll investigate, and the monkeys we will castigate. Oh, your circus day.
Listen, honey, listen to the bugle blow. And keep your eyes wide open or you'll see the show.
Say, look, Josephine, there's the big parade. Hear that old steam piano play?
The elephants are dancing to a swingy tune.
I
want to
see the monkey and the big baboon.
Just hear them, they hear them, hear the people yell.
Let's go!
Let's go! We've got to see that show. We'll be all in when the day's up.
But we don't care, cause we'll have lots of fun. Oh! You
die. Now, come on, Josephine. Jump in the car before Mr. Jessel forgets something again.
Don't you worry. I've got everything. I'll cash a check when we get to the circus.
That's fine. Be sure and take it to the rubber man.
I want to see the elephant right away.
All right. That's where we'll go first.
It would be a good idea for you, dear, if you take a good look at the elephants and try to train your memory like they do. You know, Josephine, an elephant never forgets.
Why does an elephant never forget?
Well, I guess it's because he's got such a big head, has plenty of room to remember. And that doesn't go for you,
honey. For me, honey, I knew that was coming, yes.
That's true, Josephine. They say elephants have the most remarkable memory.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, I don't know of any particular instance, but I'm sure that Mr. Jessel can make up something that'll answer for you.
I'm glad you said that. Josephine, here's an instance about an elephant's memory that has always stayed in my mind.
What is it?
Well, let me see. I think I've forgotten it at the moment. No, here it is. Many years ago, I was out walking in the jungle. I wasn't much bigger than you are now, Josephine. And there I was, all alone in the jungle.
Where was Eddie Cantor?
He was out shooting antiques. But anyway, there I was. And suddenly, Josephine, I saw a little baby elephant.
Oh, if you're going to take advantage of this poor child and tell that trunk gag, I'll never speak to you again.
Josephine, if you listen to me, my child, and me alone, it will improve your mind. To continue, I saw this baby elephant, and I could tell that it was limping. I followed it, and it lifted up one of its hind feet and practically showed me there was a thorn in it. I removed the thorn from the elephant's foot, and the elephant licked my hand gratefully and ran away. That was a long time ago, Josephine. And many, many years later, I was in Detroit, Michigan in 1929, and I was broke.
Oh.
That's right. Oh, in spades, believe me. All I had was a quarter and 100,000 shares of Holman and Bag Securities. But, my child, the circus was in town. And with this last 25-cent piece, I was able to buy a seat in the last row, way up on top of the tent where I could hardly see a thing. The show started, the clowns came in, the trapeze artists started to do their stunts, and I was so far away I could hardly see them. And suddenly, the elephant act came on, and sure enough, one of the elephants was the one I had helped when he was a baby. I said, "Hello, Mars." He looked up to where I was sitting, and he recognized me, reached out his trunk, put it around my waist, lifted me out of the 25-cent seat right into a private box.
Now tell the child what you did to Philadelphia Jack O'Brien.
Oh, here we are at the circus.
Hooray, 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 this one's the big top. Hark, this flag, all the elements, the tigers, the leopards, the fun.
Now, what are you going to do about the tickets, George? You'd better buy them.
Buy what tickets? Who needs tickets? I know Mr. Ringling personally.
That'll help. This happens to be Al G. Barnsell's Lotto Circus.
Well, there must be somebody with the show I know.
Maybe your friend the elephant is with it, Mr. Jessel.
I don't think so, Josephine.
Oh, haven't you heard from him lately?
All right. Now, come on, kids. We'll go in. We'll walk around the grounds. Here, boy, some peanuts.
Hello, Jessel.
Hey, dear, I told you these circus folks know me.
That happens to be your nephew.
Funny, I thought that kid's face looked familiar.
Here you are. Have your fortune told, Bob. Joe Zami, the gypsy medium. Read your past, present, and future. Sees all, tells all, hears all. Like your fortune told, lady?
Oh, I'd love to have my fortune told.
All right, dear, you go in and have your fortune told, and Josephine and I will wait for you outside. Now, come on up close to the tent, Josephine. We listen to what the fortune teller has to say.
Oh, are there elephants in there?
What do you want from me for those elephants, Josephine?
Lovely lady, you are going to have lots of trouble with little dark man who smokes big cigar.
You're too late.
Ah, I see you going long trip with little dark man who smokes big cigar. I see you in theater. I see you in Fox Theater in Detroit, Stanley Theater, Pittsburgh, Washington, Philadelphia, and Baltimore.
No appointees.
Oh, quiet lady. If you talk, I cannot consummate. You take me out of my transom.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Little dark man take you on stage. Ah, you wear beautiful gowns. People applaud for you. You work very, very hard.
Go on. Tell me more.
Oh, I am again out of my transom. But if you give me 50 cents more, I tell you something terrific.
Well, here it is. Tell me.
Little dark man not going to pay you.
I could have told you that.
Just a minute. Come out of there, dear. This man is a charlatan, a faker, a bluff, and a humbug.
How dare you come in here and insult Abdul Kamish? Well,
for goodness sake, it's Bethel.
Why, Sam, what are you doing here?
Well, I got to make a living, so I'm a gypsy.
Oh. You a gypsy fortune teller?
Sure. It's better than playing with a knife and cutting myself.
Jessel, some week, may I say that line?
Ah, Josephine, this gentleman and I were gypsies together a long time ago. I'll never forget it, Norma. It was in 1937 when I was broke. I was bumming my way out to California, riding on top of an old boxcar.
Go ahead, dear, and the elephant lifted up his trunk and put you in a drawing room on the cheek.
Sing, Josephine, sing something apropos of this occasion.
Gypsy, play while you may.
Fishing in an airplane may sound like a fish story, and that's just what it is. It's the newest development in the fishing industry on the Pacific coast. There's ceaseless change in the sea. Schools of fish change their habits. Ocean currents change their courses. And that means trouble for the deep sea fishermen. So the ships of the sea and the ships of the sky get together, and airplanes go out ahead of the fishing boats and scout for fish. An airplane can scout in a couple of hours waters that it would take a fishing fleet several days to cover. Another forward step taken by one of the most progressive industries of the West. An industry that in California alone keeps 2,500 fishing boats busy searching the waters of the Pacific in order that our hotels and restaurants and homes may be supplied with fish the year around. During the month of March, there is an amazing variety of fresh, smoked, or cured fish available in our markets. You'll find abalone, barracuda, halibut, mackerel, sea bass, rock bass, shad, whitefish, and many delicious shellfish. We in California could eat fish every day in the year and have a different dish each day. This availability of fresh seafood is one of the greatest privileges of living on the Pacific coast. For the joy of good eating and the thrill of good health, eat fresh fish several times each week.
George Jessel Show, Norma Talmadge speaking, and this program is dedicated to a grand American institution, the circus. George is taking little Josephine Starr for a first tour under the big top.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! This way to the big side show. See those strange people gathered in the four corners of the earth. See the Indian rubber men scratching, flapping. The Chinese queen skates and repeats. Tell me the little fat girl. It takes 4 minutes.
Here we are, hurry. Josephine, at the side show. Isn't it wonderful? Look at all those people.
You better hold my hand, Mr. Jessel, so you won't get lost.
Look, Josephine, Punch and Judy.
I can't find the baby, Miss Punch.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Poor Judy.
Aha, there you are.
Who are you?
I'm an officer of the law. I've come to arrest you for killing a poor wife, Judy. You're a bad man.
Who are you, an officer?
Yes, sir.
So am I.
You are, eh? Where's your authority? My
Josephine, look, there's the bearded lady.
Bearded lady? You only got a mustache.
Well, there's a recession in every business right now.
Oh, look, Mr. Jessel, there's a pachyderm.
No, those are the elephants.
Well, pachyderm, elephants, they're synonymous.
Well, even if they are, you shouldn't say such a thing, Josephine. Suppose the elephant's mother heard you use such talk.
Oh, look, what's that?
That's Walla Walla, half man and half woman. Now, you shake hands with that side, and I'll tip my hat to this side. Now, look, Josephine, there's a kangaroo.
Why does this look so sad?
Well, you see, dear, that's a mama kangaroo. And when the little kangaroos become 5 months old, they run away and leave their poor mama holding the bag.
Oh, George, Josephine, I want you to meet one of the most interesting women of our time. The world's greatest lady animal trainer, mistress of the tigers, Mabel Stark. And this this gentleman is Master of the Lions, Frank Phillips.
Quiet, Leo. Leo!
Say, Frank, you do me a great favor if you change the lion's name while you're here, will you? Why should we advertise MGM? To stop, your reputation has preceded you, and I'd like to shake your whip hand.
Thank you, Mr. Jessel. Quiet, Tasha, quiet.
You can call me George, Miss Dodd. Now, tell me, how in the world did you happen to pick out such a dangerous profession, training tigers?
Well, I was in Detroit. It was in 1929. I was broke.
What, you too?
Well, no. It really was 1913, Mr. Jessel. I was broke. I started with two tigers and two lions.
Well, everybody has to start small. Look at me. I started with only one joke and one telephone.
Yes, I know. I heard you last week.
Oh, dear. That's very good.
But seriously, though, I worked a small mixed group for a short time. And then I abandoned the lions. I couldn't trust them.
I always thought the tiger was more deadly than the lion.
They are. But you can trust the tiger. All you have to do is to get on the right side of them.
Well, I'm on the right side of now, the outside. Tell me, are you married, Miss South?
No, thanks. I'll stick to my tigers.
I don't blame you. At least with tigers, you can get a salary.
Tell me more, Miss Dodd.
Well, I am proud to say that I am the first woman ever to step into a cage with a mixed group. That is, lions and tigers. And when our show opens in San Diego next Saturday, I expect to work a mixed group of 22 again.
Well, you certainly have my best wishes.
My only problem in working a mixed group is that I watch the tigers so closely, I forget the lions half of the time.
George has that same habit.
Quiet, Norma. Tell me, Miss Dodd. Do you work your animals during the winter?
Not much. During this past winter, I started to write a book that will be published soon called Hold That Tiger.
Oh, that sounds very interesting, Miss Dodd.
Would you like to have it autographed, Mr. Jessel?
I certainly would like to have the tiger's autograph if he has time.
And I also started a school for training animals.
Is it true, Miss Dodd, that elephants never forget?
Quiet, Josephine. Go right ahead, Miss Dodd.
Well, I have two pupils already, and both girls. How about you becoming one of my pupils, Mr. Jessel?
Well, I...
Well, if you can teach him by mail, I'm sure he'll join.
Quiet, Moe. To tell the truth, Miss Stark, I don't think I'd make a good trainer. I don't even know how to make a little dog sit up.
No, but you know how to make me sit up all hours of the night waiting for you to
That's
stop...
That's got nothing to do with the circus. We're here for a good time, dear. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Now, Mr. Jessel, before you leave this afternoon, I'd like to have a picture of you in the lion's cage with the lions.
So would I.
Really, I'm serious about it, George. I'll be in there with you.
Thanks, Mr. Phillips. If you have some pigeons or rabbits any time, but I...
Nothing to be afraid of, George. Those lions were raised on milk.
I'm sorry, Frank. I was raised on milk, too, but I eat meat now.
I don't blame you, Mr. Jessel. You can't trust those lions. But I have an old tiger you can trust. Will you take a picture with me and my tiger?
Not me.
He can't hurt you. He hasn't any teeth.
Maybe not, but I'm not taking any chances of being gummed to death, either.
Miss Stark, how did you ever have the nerve to go into the arena after the accident you had in Phoenix?
Oh, that wasn't anything much.
Not much. 49 lions and tigers jumped on it. By her, it's nothing. What really happened? Would you mind telling us?
Well, it all happened so quickly. I didn't realize it myself. I turned my back, and a couple of tigers jumped on me. Put my left arm, muscles, and shoulders out of commission.
That's what I like about tigers. They can be trusted. Pictures I should take with them yet. Mm.
I didn't work for about a year. And then when I did go back, though, they thought I couldn't do it again. And they cut my act down. And finally laid me off for almost a year. But they couldn't find any other woman as crazy as I am. So they put me back. And I am still in there.
Well, Miss Stark, your courage is more than admirable. It's just sensational.
Thank you, Miss Talmadge. I felt the same way about you when I heard you were going on the air with Mr. Jessel.
And now, Josephine, and ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on any radio program, the most intelligent chimpanzee that the world has ever known. A chimp that has astounded scientists throughout the world. He eats, walks, sleeps, and lies like a man. Accompanied by his trainer, Miss Eddie Trees, he presents Joe the Chimpanzee. Josephine, dear, look at him. What do you think of Joe? He's quite a chap, isn't he?
What is he going to do? Look at his lips.
Probably going to imitate Chevalier. Now, Josephine, Take a look at him. Isn't he just like a man? You know, dear, a great scientist once said that men sprang from monkeys. Do you believe that, Norma?
Yes, and not very far.
Say, Joe, how about a little tune on the harmonica? That is, if you got your union card. Go ahead, Joe. Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Ladies and gentlemen, kindly give us your attention in this part of the tent. In the center ring, we now present the clowns, Milt Taylor, Meg Connor, and Ray Harris. Here they come!
Those clowns look very happy, Mr. Jessel. Are they always that way?
No, dear. They make up their mouths to make it seem like they're laughing all the time. But sometimes clowns do their stunts even though they're very ill.
Gee, that's sad, isn't it?
Surely it is. That's why a man called Leon Cavallo wrote a great opera about a clown. He called it Pagliacci. In one scene, dear, the clown's heart is broken. That's where he sings, Recitar mentre presa al delirio, non son più quel che dico, è quel che faccio.
Oh, I know that opera. Right before that is Renetta sings a bird song.
That's right.
And then when his heart is breaking, Canio da Pagliacci comes out and sings his famous song.
You see, Josephine, if you just listen to me, you're bound to learn all that stuff. Sung by our own baritone, Ralph DeAngelis. Tanto grazie. Thank you, Pagliacci.
Food is the key to mental and physical power. Your personality, your character, your ability to cope with life's problems depend on the nutrition value of the food you eat. Fresh fish is one of the most concentrated foods that nature produces. It contains more food substances necessary to build and maintain top health than any other food. Proteins, which build and repair body tissues, are found in fish. Fats, which yield heat and energy, are found in fish. Minerals, which build, repair, protect, and regulate, are found in fish. Phosphorus, copper, sulfur, iron, calcium, and iodine, all of these important vitality-producing, bone-building minerals are found in fish. Vitamins which protect the body against deficiency diseases are found in fish. Of the 6 vitamins that science has discovered, 4 of them, vitamins A, B, D, and G, are found in fish. These important food substances are needed by growing children. They're needed by adults who fight the battles of life. They're needed in varying degrees by every human being.
But food, besides being the source of mental and physical power, is a source of pleasure, too. What greater eating pleasure can there be than correctly prepared seafood? Broiled lobster with drawn butter, crisp brown barracuda, baked sea bass roamer, crab Louis salad, shrimp Newberg, and many, many others. There's freshness, there's the tang of the sea in seafood. For the joy of good eating and the thrill of good health, eat fresh fish several times each week.
Hello? Hello, Mom? Yes, this is George. You're listening to the show and you're worried about me. Why? I should remember what happened to me the last time I ate so many peanuts. I see. Oh, the circus made you feel 30 years younger. Well, that's nice. You say little Willie wants to be an animal trainer? He's training the cat. He taught her a wonderful trick already. What trick? She stays wherever he puts her. But how does he do that? He ties her? That's a fine trick. You what? You and Mrs. Clancy had a great time watching the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Well, I had a great time, too. I went to the St. Patrick's Festival at San Francisco. Yep, the Hibernians and the Shriners had the biggest luncheon of the year to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Oh, it was a grand sight. Yes, I made a speech. Well, I said that if ever the world needed a St. Patrick, it needs one now. Just like he drove the snakes out of Ireland, the world needs somebody to drive out the poisonous tongues of men that are trying to make God's children hate one another all over the world. I just wish you'd have been at that luncheon. You never saw such a feeling of real American brotherly love. People of all religious denominations, good friends. It didn't make any difference what faith you were, as long as you had faith. Now, Mom, I got to ring off now. Norma and little Josephine are waiting for me. And Alan Mowbray, who's on the show next week, he's waiting for me, too. Yeah. Well, goodbye, circus saints and sinners. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, everybody. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
The George Jessel Show brought you Norma Talmadge and the guest appearance of the world-famous woman animal trainer, Miss Mabel Stark. Together with Frank Phillips, famous lion tamer, Arthur Windecker, and the almost human chimpanzee, Joe. Regular members of the cast included Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr. Next week, the George Jessel Show, same station, same time. Be with us then in George Jessel's office. The doors open at 3 o'clock Pacific time.
The George Jessel Show comes to you through the courtesy of the Southern California Fish Institute. Appearances on this program of Mabel Stark, Frank Phillips, Arthur Wendeker, and Joe the Chimpanzee were by arrangement with the Al G. Barnes and Sel Slaughter Shows through the cooperation of Ben Austin and Jack Grimes. The selection heard on this program, As Long As I Love, is from Little Miss Roughneck. Next week, George Jessel Show will bring you the guest appearance of one of the screen's foremost comedians, Alan Mowbray, through the courtesy of Hal Roach Studios. Also, radio's latest praise, the celebrated Sing Band. Material for these programs are written by Sam Carlson and George Jessel. The George Jessel Show comes to you through facilities at the Don Lee Hollywood Studios. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.